It's not the matter of money. The matter is how we treat it. The matter is in our attitude towards it. The sword is sharp. I can both protect with it and attack with it. I can both do good and do harm. Everything depends upon our attitude towards it. The Christianity, for example, clearly thinks that money is a sin. What is a sin? Do you know? The sin is something which harms a human being. For example, I'm envious and I get green at the same time. I envy him because he's lying on the beach, he's watching the fish, but I'm here green. Interestingly enough, this is the happiness I have. This is the bright example of what the sin is. What Christianity calls a sin, it is something which kills a human being. I hate. If I hate, who is suffering, him or me? I am suffering first of all. Do you hear that? It turns out when I rob, when I steal, I undermine myself. It doesn't matter whether it will become clear here in this life, and thank God if it is here, because I will get treatment, healing. But if this all reveals there, if it's going to be shameful to stand with this thing before God. That's what the sin is. So the Christianity looks deeper upon it than usual here. So we think, what is the sin? The sin is to steal, to be unfaithful. If I don't do all this, I'm a sinner. Right? So it's a particularistic approach. So the Christianity says, if you judge another person, what does it mean? Judgment. It's very easy. I am not like him. Can you hear that? How good I am in my own eyes. Oh my God, I'm so good. I'm not like him or like her. I would not do that, but I hide myself because I've done it. I won't tell anyone so that no one could see it. Any sin is a scar that I do to myself. If people knew this real fact, everything which we call a sin is a strike upon ourselves, like boomerang. That is what sin is. So money. Money might seem a sinless, a passionless thing. But if it is the target, the aim of my life, I mean, the American author Hivey used to write about money, to make money and get rich, when he wrote that you will never get rich if you don't get passion for money. Only passion for money gives you a possibility to get rich. So it's not an exact quotation, but anyway. So make money and get rich. The book is a best-selling book in the USA. 5 or 6 years ago, there were 32 volumes. You will never get rich if you don't get your own passion towards money. So here, money is a horror. One billionaire. Do you know how he's fed? He had a throat cancer and he was fed through his throat. So, but he has billions. He's so happy. as compared to an ordinary guy who would drink ordinary vodka and eats ordinary bread. So his wife is not enough for him. He starts looking to the left and to the right. So give him many women, happiness. Oh my God, what is happening now? Sure, money in this case is evil. Money can be good, can be a boon, when it is not the aim, the self-target, I mean. When a person can help other people using money, using what he has, because there is a wonderful idea voiced out by one of the saints, John Chrysostom. John Chrysostom, he was a wonderful speaker. It is the 4th century. He told a wonderful thing. Yours is only what you gave away to others. So interesting idea. Yours is only what you gave away to others. When I give away things to other people, when I'm looking for the desire to help, this money becomes the basis, the fundamental of my eternity. Not this moment, but eternity. So money can become a boon for a person in this case. You see, money can both stink and not stink. We can treat them in a different way, but sure, we have to admit that the fact is undoubt. It's very hard when you've got lots of money not to get spoiled, excuse my word, not to get corrupt, not to start destructing ourselves in a moral way, not to start falling apart. I remember reading the Gospel and I read the words by Apostle Paul and they shocked me. If I can live in poverty, then I can live in abundance. Then I thought, the words are very strong. Really, it is true. It is really important to be able to live, not to lose our human dignity in both poverty and abundance. I repeat it once again. In the Gospel, it is judged a lot because the man gets destroyed all the time because it is difficult to stop having much money, and having much money, it's hard to remain in the same state, in the same health present intuitively in every person.